Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's one half of Tiki and Tierney. That is on CBS Sports Radio. He's on Broadway. He does everything. Tiki, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. I haven't been on Broadway for a while, but that was awesome.
You've been on Broadway. Once you're on Broadway, you're always on Broadway. You know
that's a very good point. Once you've done The Great White Way, you can always say you've checked off a bucket list item, which I definitely did.
Absolutely true. What's the problem with the Browns right now?
Well, first of all, they played some pretty good teams. I mean, I think we're discounting, you know, the schedule so far. They got a bad dealing. Felt like good dealing, but it turned out to be bad dealings by drawing the NFC West, which has Seattle, which is historically good, and San Francisco 49ers, which are surprisingly good, and the LA Rams, who have been bad of late, but who were in the NFC representative in the Super Bowl last year. And, you know, those are three of their four losses right now. So before you get too panicked, realize that they played some pretty good teams. Now, that being said, I think there's just some growing pains that they'll work their way out of with all of the new pieces and, you know, a head coach who's doing a lot, or at least trying to do a lot, still calling the plays, but also managing, you know, an organization. It's not an easy thing. It doesn't just snap into place. And I think we're early enough in the year that you're not panicked. You're a little concerned, but you shouldn't be panicked yet.
Tiki Barber joining us on the hotline. So Baker Mayfield was just sensational last year, especially the last 8 weeks of the year. Basically rescued the organization. He was one of the best red zone quarterbacks in the NFL. And for whatever reason, this year, that magic just has escaped him so far, six games in. Is this just normal, you know, sophomore slump, defensive coordinators have video on a guy situation? Or do you think there is a risk that he has regressed a little bit?
Well, so I think there's a couple of things that happened. One, you mentioned defenses now have a key on what he's good at, and they'll take away the short passes, and they'll force him to look into his second window. So you're running a dig route or a slant route. They'll take away that easy first throw and wait and make him wait for the next throw. And what you're finding is that if Baker has to do that, he won't stand in the pocket. Right, he'll sit there until that first read is gone, and then he'll start to roll and pull himself out. And what that does is eliminate half of the field, right? Once you've moved yourself outside of a half, either left or right, you've eliminated half of your reads. And so now he gets into this scramble mode where he's like, wait, now I got to find somebody. And he's not athletic enough. He's not Lamar Jackson where he can just take off and pick up 15 yards. So he's got to still throw the ball downfield, and sometimes guys aren't open. I think that's part of it. I think secondly, look, and I hit on it before, there are so many new pieces with this Browns offense, and I think he's trying to do too much. He's trying to get everybody involved, trying to keep everybody happy. He's trying to be the confident guy, but it's almost like he's forcing it. At least it looks like he's forcing it as opposed to just letting it happen organically. And that's a sophomore slump. You see it everywhere. You see it in college. Hell, Trevor Lawrence, we thought was going to be the greatest quarterback in the history of college football, and he looks pedestrian now for many of the same reasons. You get too confident in yourself and in your ability to throw your way out of danger that you end up making mistakes.
You mentioned Freddie earlier. Do you think Freddie should give up calling plays?
I think he should consider it. It's hard. There's so many things that you got to think about in managing a game, minute to minute. To then have to say, all right, what circumstances are we in? It's third and five, and you know we ran this play earlier, but it didn't work. But maybe we're trying to set up something else. Like there's so much nuance in being an offensive coordinator that you can't think about while still trying to manage what's going on during a game, especially for a rookie head coach who, you know, a year and a half ago, guys, was a running back coach. So yeah, it's different. It's it's so complicated. Having conversations with my brother about this for guys who ascend from smaller roles, like Raheem Morris, who was down in Tampa for a little bit, and then all of a sudden John Gruden gets bumped out, and he's the head coach in like March, and like, hey, guess what? You have all responsibility. Well, Raheem was great in the DB room, just like I'm sure Freddie Kitchens was great in the running back room. But now all of a sudden, you're not just talking to a group of six or seven. You're talking to 53 guys and trying to motivate them and direct them. And it's a different proposition that I think he's struggling with. Can he figure it out? Of course. But that's still to be determined.
Tiki Barber, join us on the hotline. Great perspective there, and I expect that you'll have a pretty good perspective on running backs for the Cleveland Browns. Let's start out with Nick Chubb, and that's been one of the great forces so far for the Browns this season. He's been sensational. What do you see from him? What makes him so good?
You know, I loved him in college, and I love what he's bringing now to this Cleveland Browns team. And you know, I wish there were more opportunities for him. To be honest with you, I mean, he's got a bunch, but. It's you get behind early and all of a sudden you have to get away from.
And that great perspective right out the window.
What happened? What did you get cut?
What'd
off?
You do?
I didn't hit anything.
I didn't hit anything either.
Well, we'll try. Damn it.
We heard a dial tone.
Here we go.
And you put your coffee down. So
I just can't hang up on the guy. That was a good answer.
I swear to God.
So now do we ask the same question again?
All right, let's get him back. I'm sorry, Tiki. Somehow you got dropped. You there?
I know. That was odd.
Damn it.
You guys don't like me talking about Nick Chubb, I take it.
Saying such good things.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell happened, but that was very, very awkward. We just got a weird dial tone. Go ahead with Lima. Go ahead. Reset it all.
I was just asking about Nick Chubb and what's made him such a difference maker.
Well, I think, first of all, he's athletic, he's thick, you know what I mean? He's not huge, but he's thick, which allows you to run through and break tackles on an NFL level. We saw this in college, and it's transferred over well. I think, you know, for whatever reason, he has, for a young player, he has patience and vision, and that allows you to, make the big plays that he's been able to make. I think he's averaging over 5 yards a carry right now. And that's all you can ask for a guy in his situation. I think also he's helped by the fact that when you game plan against the Cleveland Browns, you're thinking about, man, what's going to kill me? What's going to kill you is Odell Beckham Jr. having a huge, 70-yard play or Landry making a 15-yard or 20-yard chunk play. So your second defense is let's stop the run, and I think they benefited from that. The problem, as I mentioned earlier, when we got cut off, is that the Browns have gotten behind so often, it often gets negated. His real use is getting negated.
All right, so now Kareem Hunt, finally, the NFL allowed him to practice yesterday. He's still not eligible until they play Buffalo, so still got a few more weeks. They've already shown that they've had issues getting everybody involved, some of their talented playmakers. But this is a good thing, right? Getting Kareem Hunt can't possibly be a bad thing.
No, it can't be, because it just gives you another option. And Kareem Hunt is very similar to Nick Chubb in that he can do it all, right? If you need him to, be a check down guy, be the check down guy. If you need him to carry the ball between the tackles, he can do that, or run to the edges. And you can't have too much talent, because injuries are bound to happen in the National Football League, and you're only as good as your depth allows you to be. And if nothing else, that's what Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt will bring for Nick Chubb, who's clearly established himself as a starter there in Cleveland. So yeah, it's a good thing. Will it get loud if Kareem Hunt isn't being utilized and the team is losing? Of course, but I don't think it's a bad problem.
Tiki Barber joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When's the other shoe going to drop for Lamar Jackson?
You know, it's funny when you watch him, guys, right? Because you're amazed and you're impressed. And you're like, man, this guy, he can do it all. He can will his team to win. That's what it feels like. It's what it felt like last year. He's just willing his team to win. But in the back of your mind, and I know you feel this because I feel it, you're like, when's he going to get hurt? Right? When's he going to take a shot and not get up? Or when's he going to, make a cut and that knee's going to give out? You just feel that every single weekend. But it is amazing to go on the road like he did last weekend at CenturyLink Field. And I know, because I played there, it is loud as hell. It is hard to concentrate, to execute. You have to be precise. But he has the benefit of being, you know, Michael Vick 2.0, because he throws the ball much more accurately than Vick does. And I think, honestly, he's a better athlete than Vick was back in, you know, the 90s and early 2000s. And so it, when's the shoe drop? It's only when he gets hurt. I don't know if that's in the short term or the long term, or it may not happen at all. But I got to tell you, at 5-2, Baltimore Ravens are a team you don't want to face right now.
It's bothering the hell out of me, Tiki, because as radio show hosts, you make arguments for people, you defend them, you persecute them, you do whatever. And in the pre-draft process, I defended them. I go, the difference in money is night and day. Even if he were good as a wide receiver, you want to try to be a quarterback. The lifestyle, everything is just so much different. And then I'm in Cleveland, and yeah, I'll admit it on air all day. I want the Browns to be successful. And then the Ravens trade up, and they take him, and he looks great. And now Baker's struggling, and I'm getting ready to pull my hair out right now, TK.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is that Baker is going to fit into the traditional quarterback mold. So it's going to take patience, right? You have to be patient with Baker, just like the Jets, who got destroyed and looked horrendous last night, have to be patient with Sam Darnold. Just like the Giants, who feel like they're on the cusp but not really, have to be patient with Daniel Jones, because they're in that traditional quarterback mold. Even though Baker is a little bit outside of it, he's still in that mold if you want to be binary, meaning you either like Lamar Jackson or you're like Daniel Jones, right? Baker is more in the traditional quarterback mold, whereas Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, has like so much at his disposal. It's all right. If you want to make it a complex coverage and make him think about throwing the ball, what are you going to do? You're going to design a sprint out, you know, run, or a design draw for Lamar Jackson. You know what, he's going to be successful at it. So there's ways for the Ravens to create success, like immediate success for Lamar Jackson. That doesn't necessarily exist for the Baker Mayfields and the Daniel Joneses and the Sam Darnolds, these other young quarterbacks in the NFL. The Arizona Cardinals have something very similar. That's why Cliff Kingsbury, despite not having a ton of success in college, is won 3 games in a row out in Arizona, because they have a quarterback who they can create success with immediately.
The great Tiki Barber with us on the show. I'm glad they're going to give us a little extra time, because I had to ask you this question. You were at Michigan Penn State.
Yeah.
This last weekend, would you ever consider Jim Harbaugh being on the hot seat at Michigan?
No, I wouldn't. And, you know, early in that game, it might have been formulating in the back of my mind. I was calling it for Compass Media with Greg Daniels, and, you know, it was 21-0 going into the half. I'm like, man, this is going to be ugly. But you started to see, like, you know, what the issue is at Michigan. Jim Harbaugh is traditionalist. We know this. He wants to run the ball, pound the ball, do play action, you know, make it easy for your quarterback. And they've just hired a new offensive coordinator in Josh Gattis, who came from Penn State, who wants to spread them out, you know, get Shea Patterson involved in the zone read game. Yeah, he may get banged up, but, you know, we got Dylan McCaffrey as a junior who is obviously a McCaffrey kid, Christian McCaffrey's brother, who can also just step right in, who he'd been out for a couple of weeks. So let's diversify what we're doing offensively. And it just wasn't working, right? Shea Patterson was getting flustered. He couldn't find his wide receivers. And before you know it, they were down 21-0 to a very good Penn State team, a Penn State team that gives up 1.6 yards per carry. It's one of the top defenses in the country. But after half, the mentality changed, right? They started crushing the rock between the tackles and pounding over and over and over. It felt like Jim Harbaugh won out on the offensive philosophy, and they got themselves back into the football game. And then when they needed to, they were able to pass the ball with Shea Patterson doing play action. And if it hadn't been for a Ronnie Bell drop on the 2-yard line, you know, as time was ticking down, that game goes into overtime, and then who knows what happens. So what I was able to pull out of my head and cast aside was, this team doesn't play for Jim Harbaugh. They play for Jim Harbaugh. I think they're going through an identity crisis on offense. They don't know what they are yet. And so they get into games against really good opponents on the road in a whiteout, at Penn State, and they fall behind early and have to work to catch up. But they didn't quit. I think that's the biggest thing you look for.
If you were Jim Harbaugh, real quick, would you consider just going back to the NFL?
Yeah, I would, but I think just like Lincoln Riley and the decision he has at Oklahoma, he wants to find that ultimate success in college. And it's not, you know, getting to, it's maybe winning a college championship. And for Jim Harbaugh, it's probably at least being in that conversation. As good as they've been over the last couple of years, they actually haven't been in the conversation when it's mattered, like in the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. And he hasn't been there yet. Lincoln Riley has, but I think he's a tick higher right now. He wants to win that national championship. And given the quarterback play that he's had for the last 3 seasons, 3 Heisman Trophy winners and 2 first-round picks, or 3 Heisman Trophy candidates, obviously Jalen Hurts is just a candidate, even though with Tua hurt, he's likely the favorite right now. If Joe Burrow doesn't, you know, surpass him, Lincoln Riley is on the verge of being a national championship head coach. And I would think, and if I was him, I'd want to do that before I made that jump to the NFL. Plus, I'm not sure my form of air raid, which we're trying to see a little bit with the Arizona Cardinals and Cliff Kingsbury, is truly going to work at the National Football League.
Totally agree. Tiki, you've been more than gracious. Thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours, my friend.
Anytime, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yep, you too. Tiki Barber joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Up next, Tiki saying that, well, maybe you should consider play calling. Well, I think you could pry that play sheet out of Freddie's cold, dead hands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.